If it's okay with you, I just want to take 5 more minutes to bring a few words from God. Prophecy really is just a window, a picture into God's heart for you. It's nothing spooky, it's nothing weird. I just get little impressions that God drops into my heart, which I will share with you. I'm not one of those prophetic people who look for the bad stuff. The Bible says that God no longer counts our sins against us, which means that when he does the math about us, the conclusion he comes to is holy. The conclusion he comes to is beautiful, is worthy. He doesn't count our sins against us. And so when I prophesy, I don't look for sin. I don't look for the bad stuff. Because if I'm truly looking through the eyes of God, I'm seeing the good stuff, the gold in you. And so that's what I want to do. But before I begin to prophesy over people, I feel like I've got a few words of knowledge. Words of knowledge are information, bits of information that God drops into my heart that I did not get by talking to Pete or by looking at a website or Googling on Facebook. They're bits of information that God just simply drops into my heart about people that he wants to heal or he wants to speak to. When I bring these words of knowledge, I'm going to ask you just simply to put up your hand very quickly, and then I'll prophesy or pray over you. But I want to go for some healing because I believe that in this season, particularly for Emmaus Road, there is a healing well that God's about to break open. That in this next season, particularly around not just physical but mental health healing, that God will use medical practitioners and supernatural breakthroughs in this next season in an extraordinary way, that it will mark this church as a church where people who are struggling with mental health issues can come and actually find genuine healing and freedom. Good point. Amen, Julian. Yes. The reason why I get you to say amen is because I know it's not always English culture. I lived in England for a long time, so I know that. And I know you're all thinking and agreeing in your heart. But sometimes what's in our heart needs to come out of our mouth so that our ears can hear what our hearts are saying and faith can be released. So that's why I'm making you do the amen. Great. Plus, I'm also crazy Pentecostal and I like amens. So I feel like up in the balcony over there, I think you're probably in the 1, 2, 3, 3rd or 4th row. There's someone who's been struggling with some kind of like a knee injury. I don't know if it's like loose cartilage or something, but you've had some kind of a knee condition that Jesus wants to heal. If that's you, great. I can see the two hands actually in the 3rd and the 4th row. Okay, cool. We're going to pray for you in a moment. I'm just going to bring loads of healing for words of knowledge, and then we'll pray for people, okay? I also feel like there's somebody here who's had some kind of condition with your ear. In South Africa, we would call it like a surface ear. Like there is just a continual infection in your ear. I think it's your left ear that has caused incredible discomfort. Where's that person? I think you're probably in the middle section somewhere over here, possibly to the second half. If that's you, can you quickly put up your hand? I just feel like Jesus wants to heal you. Like ear conditions that have been continual. If you just quickly slip up your hand, you might be somewhere else. Oh, okay, thank you. There we go. I feel like there's another person who has been struggling with something to do with your energy levels, and I feel like it's connected to a blood disorder, and so your energy levels are severely impacted by it. If actually, I think you might be in this section somewhere over here, possibly on the second bank over there. Okay, someone at the back. Yeah, great, thank you. Are you putting up your hand, ma'am, at the back? Yeah, okay, thank you. Don't you love that God knows these things? He even knows where you're seated. And the reason why I do this is not because I want you to be impressed with my prophetic gift. I want you to be impressed at how good God is at knowing you and at loving you. That's what it's about. Okay, there's another person here who has been struggling. I actually think you're probably in this section over here. I think you're kind of just as the incline happens somewhere over there. You've been struggling with like severe respiratory condition that has impacted particularly your nose and just the functioning of your respiratory system. So who's that person? If that's you, just quickly lift up your hand. Someone over there. Great. Okay, is there anyone in that section over there? Thank you. Okay, thank you. Right, now, those of you who have brought words of knowledge, and indeed anyone who's struggling with sickness, there's an opportunity for God to break in, for his kingdom to come here and now. If you're struggling with sickness in your body, you don't need a word of knowledge. All I want you to quickly do is to stand. I'm not going to take long. I just want to pray for you. So if that's you, whatever the case might be, and those who responded to words of knowledge, quickly stand to your feet, please. Fantastic. Thank you. So, Lord Jesus, I thank you for your presence in this place. I thank you for your kingdom that is here and now. If you're near someone, why don't you grab their hand if you feel comfortable doing that, or maybe put your hand upon their elbow or upon their shoulder. Let's be church together. Let's be community together. We all get to do the stuff. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over sickness and disease. I take authority over pain. I take authority over every condition that is named, and I thank you that it must bow to your name. And so right now, in Jesus' name, we declare healing, health, and breakthrough right now. We ask you, God, that you would bring such a demonstration of your goodness right now, that men and women right now in this place, from this moment, would notice significant changes, that, Lord God, there would be reports coming in the next week of your healing power at work. In Jesus' name. So we declare your goodness right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead and grab your seats. Am I okay for 5 more minutes? Okay, so I feel like there's somebody here in around about 2016, and I think it was possibly towards the kind of late bit of summer, August, September 2016, there was something that happened around your job situation. I see like, I don't know if you were unfairly dismissed or something that happened. And it's like you've had a season since then of not being able to find your groove again. I think you might be a gentleman. Around about August 2016, I could be wrong on the gender, but I feel like God wants to just minister to someone who, okay, thank you, sir. Won't you stand? Are there two of you? Okay, I want to go for the gentleman at the back, and then I'll come and pray for you now, okay? Sir, I feel like the Lord wants to bring some breakthrough for you. I feel like there's been a season where it's almost like you've been in a holding pattern, and you've not been able to kind of take off and go where you want to go. And I feel like God is breaking off some of the restraint of that season, and I feel like there was even some stuff to do with, I don't know if it's like a legal issue, but it was like there was some injustice financially involved in that season that God's going to restore for you in a beautiful way in this next season. I feel like you're going to start to see some breakthroughs for you that are going to be marked as God opens up some doors and opens up some opportunities. I don't know what you're doing right now, but I see two things happening. I feel like there's a dynamic of God unlocking a fresh pioneering grace for you to step into your own space, to step into doing some things that he has for you, things that you've been dreaming about, thinking about in terms of your internal world. But secondly, that God is going to connect you into a network, that he's going to begin to add to you in terms of your job circumstance, in terms of the phrase I get is in terms of facilitating this next season for you. And you're going to start to meet some people quite by accident that actually is going to be designed. And you're going to see that God's going to start to favor you. I feel like the Lord wants you to know that he wants to honor the faith that you've held on to in this season, because there have been moments where it's almost like clouds of depression try to overcome you, but you press through. And I believe that God's going to honor that, and you're going to start to see some beautiful moments of his favor. And I just feel like God's going to redeem. I feel like that season of 2016 that began just what looked like numbers of disappointment, God's going to redeem moments and time so that you will begin to see the breakthroughs that you've been asking for. So be really in faith. This is going to be a good season of favor. And God wants you to know that the leadership grace that's on you, he's going to unlock even in market spaces so that many young men will come around to you and need your wisdom. And it's like Bible talks about Joseph being a father to Pharaoh. God's going to give you a grace to father people who will be very successful, but you will father them without any strings attached for the sake of the kingdom. So get ready. God's grace is on you. Amen. That gentleman over there, I don't have a very long prophetic word for you, but I just feel like God wants to encourage you. that he's wanting to unlock some innovative ideas in you. So I see like a creative, innovative thing on you. It's almost like you're going to be like a serial entrepreneur, that there are going to be incredible moments of innovations that you will open up that will have an entrepreneurial feel to it. And that there's grace for you to step out. In fact, I see you sitting at a desk, like doing life goals or like trying to write some stuff out for a plan. And God says, I want to supersede your plans. And I want to bring some breakthroughs for you. So be encouraged. Amen. Yeah, God. I feel like there is somebody here who I'm just going to go with it. I often tell people I don't mind getting the prophetic wrong because I'm God's favorite. So are you. Because really, when I leave this place, whether I've done well or whether I've done bad, I'm still as loved by God as I've ever been. And so I don't mind making mistakes. So are you okay with me making mistakes? Great. So I'm going to go for it. It might be a little bit crazy and weird, but I'll just go for it. Okay, so I feel like there's somebody here. I think you're a lady. I think you're involved in something to do with the medical sphere. I think you're a senior, like a consultant, or you're in a senior position. And I feel like God wants to minister to you about, I think you might have something to do with policy or policy-making decisions. If it's you, can you quickly stand up? I just feel like the Lord wants to minister to you. I think you're a lady. Might be wrong. Is that you? Okay, there are numbers of you. Are you in a senior position in... Sorry? Pharmaceuticals. I feel like you're in medicine, so not pharmaceuticals, like a doctor or something. Is that you? Okay, that's the one. I feel like you're involved in policy-making decisions. Okay, great. Sorry. Bless you for standing up and being brave, by the way. Sorry. I just thought it was actually like the medical, proper medical field. So I feel like the Lord really wants to say to you, I'm about to release the wisdom of Daniel on you. And that God is about to highlight you in the NHS in a significant way. And there's even going to be a sense of national influence as a result. And I feel like I see like a small think tank, and I see you being involved in it, and it's almost like by default you're going to pioneer a new way of doing systems. And I feel like there's a particular idea that you've been brewing or thinking about. In fact, I feel like I can almost see like a dossier of ideas and plans put together on your computer. And I feel like the Lord says this is the season to release that, because it's going to completely bring a new culture to the NHS. Is this making sense? Because if it's not, I'm in trouble. Totally. Whew. And so I feel like God wants to say a fresh anointing on you. God is sending you kind of like an apostle into that place. You're a sent one into that space, and it's going to become a holy place for you. It's going to be where your calling's going to be worked out, and I feel like you're going to redefine the culture around kingdom principles. It might not be overtly Christian, but it's going to release something of a culture that is going to honor the lowest, it's going to honor the poorest, it's going to honor the one that's low down and bring them into a place of dignity. I feel like also God is going to give you wisdom. This is so weird, so... around stuff to do with palliative care, and like there'll be an ability, does that make sense? There's going to be an ability for you to put things together that will not benefit financially, but it will redefine spiritual climate for people in a significant way. And so God's hand is really on you. Thanks. God's hand is really on you, and he's about to bless you. I just want to pray for you, and we want to send you as a community into that space. So, Father, we just bless this dear lady. We send her into this place, God. We ask you for your favor in Jesus' name, and that the wisdom of Daniel would be on her in Jesus' name. Amen. God is so kind. Now, I know you all want a prophetic word, so here goes. God loves you with an everlasting love. It's the best prophetic word you can get. If you're not a Christian yet today, I want to encourage you, God is alive, and he speaks us by his spirit in the person of Jesus. And maybe you've been to this meeting and you're thinking, oh my scone, what on earth is going on here? I want to encourage you, all that is happening is we're simply connecting with a kind God. And today's a really good day for you to respond to him. I know there'll be a moment, I'm sure Pete will lead you. But I want to encourage you, if you're looking in, talk to someone, say, what was that about? Because God wants to reveal himself to you. I want to end just by praying for accelerated breakthroughs for this community. Can I do that? Why don't you lift up your hands where you're seated? Father, I thank you for your kindness, your goodness to this community. I thank you, God, it's time for a bigger building. God, we just release favor right now upon this community for accelerated breakthroughs. God, I pray that the month of December will indeed be a good Christmas, that there will be many stories of breakthroughs that people have been waiting for a long time suddenly come through as favor has come through. I really believe, even feel like there's particular people who've had their properties up for sale for a long time, waiting for something to shift, and Brexit has stalled it. Right now, the Lord's going to release favor. God's going to release favor to shift properties. People who have been needing some property breakthroughs, God, we ask you for story after story in Jesus' name of property breakthroughs. God, I ask for story after story of breakthroughs. I thank you that if it matters to these people, it matters to you, whatever the need. And so we ask you for breakthroughs in an accelerated way in Jesus' name. Amen.